This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Native plants are growing in popularity in the home landscape. For the August K-State Garden Hour, Douglas County Horticulture and Natural Resources Extension Agent, Dr. Sharon Ashworth, is discussing the ecological benefits of native plants and how to successfully integrate native plants into the home landscape. Sharon, you'll be doing the next K-State Garden Hour on August 2nd, and you're going to be focusing on native plants in the home landscape. I'm assuming one of the advantages of having native plants is the fact that they're adapted to our climate.
That's correct. They are adaptive. Native plants are those plants that have co-evolved with our environment here, with this region, with the plants and the other plants and animals in our area, along with the weather conditions and soil conditions and disease pressures. So they've all co-evolved in this particular niche.
When we think about native plants and getting them into the landscape, what are some things that we should keep in mind, I guess, in terms of maybe making selections?
Well, one thing to keep in mind about integrating native plants is that it's still the practice of right plant, right place. So if you have a sunny spot, you're going to need to find a native plant that likes the sun. Full sun is 6 to 8 hours. If you have part shade in your yard or garden, you're going to want to find the right plant. Another consideration for native plants is understanding their growth form. How tall is this going to get? How aggressively might it spread? So if you're looking to cover an area, then you might not be very concerned about how it will spread. But if you've got just a little space and you're putting it in with your other plants, already established plants, you're going to want to consider how aggressive that plant will be.
What would be something that you would maybe consider an easy start for somebody who's maybe looking to get more native plants into the home landscape?
Well, there are a couple really easy ones and that are fairly easy to find in garden centers. So if you have a full sun, sunny yard, there are three plants I would recommend. So at a ground cover level, so really short plant, I would recommend rose verbena. It spreads a little bit, but certainly not aggressively. And it's got a bright pink flower. It's really beautiful and sort of blooms on and off throughout the season. For a medium height, I would go with yarrow or achillea. And that's a great beginner plant. And that attracts all kinds of pollinators. And then for the taller, an easy starter plant is your echinaceas, your coneflowers. Those are wonderful to have in the garden because not only do they provide resources for native insects, but also the birds love them in the fall.
Yeah, you've kind of talked about something here that we don't often think about, the fact that what we plant will also determine what comes to our yard to visit us.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the benefits of planting native plants. So most of our plants in our landscape, a lot of the natives and non-natives, will attract a lot of insects and insect pollinators. But the native plants are able to attract those specialist species, like the specialists, our little native bees. Native plants are great for attracting them to our gardens, those specialist species. And we need diversity in our landscape. That's what we're losing out in the wild. And by planting a diverse array of native plants in our landscape, we help support those species.
I know there's been a lot of discussion lately about how much water plants take. Do some of the native plants for Kansas require less water?
Oh, yes. Many, many of them are native plants living in the prairie state. They evolved in this region, and they don't need a lot of water. They do not need as much water as your regular plants. In fact, when you plant the native plants, you want to water them in and make sure they're well established. But thereafter, unless we go through a really dry spell, which, of course, can happen, you just don't need to water them.
Well, I know the Kansas Garden Guide has a lot of information on really how to establish that landscape, so that might be another resource, as well as just listening into your webinar.
Yes, I will have some suggestions and maintenance suggestions, and we'll also talk about some of the other benefits of having native plants in your landscape.
That's Douglas County Horticulture and Natural Resources Extension Agent, Dr. Sharon Ashworth, with information on integrating native plants into the home landscape. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.